From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. Mattis, who has earned the nickname Mad Dog because of his comments that he likes to fight, was a Marine commander in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. If Mattis were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. Among other subjects Mr. Trump spoke about late Thursday in Cincinnati, Ohio, was U.S. companies that open facilities abroad.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland, celebrating with some of the voters who were sending him to the White House in January. Speaking during his annual State of the Union address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow's ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding that it's important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. A UN human rights monitor says ethnic cleansing is underway in parts of South Sudan, warns the country is on the brink of genocide. Rights groups and aid agencies have repeatedly sounded the alarm about South Sudan, where an armed conflict has killed tens of thousands. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate gave Congress's final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran that lawmakers of both political parties said is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Tehran. Lawmakers from the Republican and Democratic parties had argued the United States must maintain leverage over Iran. Enacted 2 decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address long-standing U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. French President François Hollande has announced that he does not plan to run for a second term, which would make him the first French incumbent in years to step down without running for re-election.
Je ne peux accepter, je ne peux me résoudre même à la dispersion de la gauche.
Hollande said he would not allow his already deeply divided leftist ranks to explode by running. That would end all hope for a victory, he says, in next spring's elections, paving the way for a conservative win or even the far right. Hollande's popularity has sunk to a record low, down to 4% last month. The left is splintered, and 2 of Hollande's ex-ministers have thrown their hats into the race. Many expect Prime Minister Manuel Valls to follow. The head of the independent body monitoring the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has told VOA the conflict is on the brink of a major escalation. Alexander Hoog says heavy weapons are being used in civilian areas. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
OSCE monitors report up to 7,000 ceasefire violations every week along eastern Ukraine's 500-kilometer front line. Mission head Alexander Hoog told VOA that is just the beginning.
Indeed, the last 3 weeks were some of the most violent we have registered ever.
Heavy weapons were meant to be withdrawn under the 2015 Minsk ceasefire agreement, but OSCE monitors report that weapons including Grad multiple rocket launchers are being used in civilian areas. Henry Ridgewell, London.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has apologized to the people of Haiti more than 6 years after UN peacekeepers were blamed for causing a deadly cholera epidemic there. It is widely accepted that Nepalese peacekeepers who were sent to assist in Haiti in the recovery of the devastating 2010 earthquake contaminated a branch of a key river with cholera. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.